1024 Ranch.
Yes, the 1024 Ranch, starring your radio and screen favorites, Dick Foran, Martha Mears, and the Sons of the Pioneers. Transcribed and brought to you by your Dr. Pepper bottler and the thousands of Dr. Pepper dealers from coast to coast.
And here comes Truthful Jones and all the boys.
Cowboys and Indians, yip, yip, yip your way. Scalping, shooting, yelping, yip, yay. Arrows flying through the air, bullets buzzing here and there. Folks are hiding everywhere from cowboys and Indians.
Big Chief running waters, running wild. Sitting Bull ain't sitting, he is riled. Old Curly Joe ain't curly anymore. Why they hung his scalp upon their wigwam door? Yip, 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 yip.
Cowboys and Indians, yip, 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 yip away. Scalping, shooting, yelping, yip, yay. Arrows flying through the air, bullets buzzing here and there. Folks are hiding everywhere from cowboys and Indians.
Big Fat Bill is Little William now. Since he left that Cherokee powwow. Oh, Indian maids have made that toughest man. Oh, the meekest and the weakest in the land. Yip, yip, yip.
Cowboys and Indians, yip, yip, yip your way. Scalping, shooting, yelping, yip, yay. Arrows flying through the air, bullets buzzing here and there. Folks are hiding everywhere from cowboys and Indians.
Silver Bell and Red Wings had a row. Minnie Haw Haw, she ain't laughing now.
Ha ha.
She's feuding with a lady known as Lou. They're fighting for the love of Dan McGrew.
Cowboys and Indians, yip, 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 yip away. Scalping, shooting, yelping, yip, yay. Arrows flying through the air, bullets buzzing here and there. Folks are hiding everywhere from cowboys and Indians.
Yip, 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 yip.
Ow!
Ugh, hit 'em bullseye.
Nice shooting, Indian, nice shooting. And speaking of straight shooting, here's the top hand who really hits the bullseye, Art Gilmore.
Thanks, Dick Foran. Those happiest in their work are usually the most productive and successful. If your work is sometimes uninteresting and tedious, it bores the mind and tires the body. Nevertheless, these tasks must be done. If you have them to do, make the best of it. But don't drive yourself by stubborn determination and will alone. Break the long stretches. You need lose only a minute or two to step away from your work to the nearest Dr. Pepper cooler and drink a bite to eat. Even the momentary change is relaxing. The taste delight of Dr. Pepper further breaks the tension. But most important of all is the fresh energy lift that follows so quickly. Some say it's a glow. Anyhow, it is a renewed feeling of strength, and it does seem to lighten the load. Please, won't you try this regularly at 10, 2, and 4 o'clock daily for just 3 days? I'm telling you, you'll make a discovery that'll be a revelation.
So long, old range, my work is through.
There's a roundup in the sky.
I give my pony back to you.
There's a roundup in the sky.
I'm gonna burn my brand on the silvery hide of a shooting star and take a ride to a land beyond the great divide.
There's a roundup in the sky. Get along, doggie.
Up the trail, hightail.
Get along, doggie. There's a roundup.
I see them gathered round the moon.
There's a roundup in the sky.
I guess they know I'll be there soon.
And a roundup in the sky.
You know I hate to leave, old pal, but still I just can't wait for the night until I'll be herding stars with Buffalo Bill.
At the roundup in the sky, get along, doggy.
Up the trail, hightail.
Get along, doggy.
There's a roundup in the sky.
Thanks, boys. Thanks.
Yeah, pretty good.
mighty pretty. And say, I want to ask you about something. I've been kind of worried.
Well, go ahead, Foghorn. Speak up.
Well, I just can't figure it out. It's a puzzlement.
A puzzlement? Oh, come on now, Foghorn. Don't keep us in suspense. What's puzzling you?
Well, it's this. You know, Dick, when you cut a particular kind of a fish and worm in two, you got two worms.
Half and half.
Yeah. And if you leave them alone, they'll both live and grow.
Yeah, that's right. But say, what worries you?
Well, supposing a little he-worm marries a little she-worm.
Yeah.
Then the little he-worm gets cut in two.
I see.
Yeah. Well, then what I want to know is, could they prosecute the little she-worm for bigamy?
Oh! Foghorn, you got me. Say, boys, you'd better sing it.
I think so.
Yes, make it pretty.
Moonlight melody, on the prairie night, sing your lullaby where the doggies lie sleeping. Moonlight melody, on the range tonight.
Song of home, sweet home, to the wanderers that roam on the trail. Sing a song of pioneers, of their courage and their tears on the trail.
On the trail. Moonlight melody,
it's come to that time of week for me to have my little speech.
Oh, well,
Shakespeare.
So come on, folks, from coast to coast, let's drink a Dr. Pepper toast. Let's drink a toast to Valentine's Day, which happened just to pass our way. I'm a little bit late with my sentiment, but so are some others that were said. This year, though your Valentine's far away, there's another one who is worth the play. He's Uncle Sam, and this Valentine guy suggests that a war bond's the thing to buy. It's a loan, not a gift, of your dollars and cents, and a mighty grand way to express sentiments.
Well, you
that's just right, Shakespeare.
You're right there.
Tell me the tales that to me were so dear. Long, long ago, long, long ago. Sing me the songs I delighted to hear. Long, long ago, long ago. Now you are come, all my grief is removed. Let me forget that so long you have gone. Let me believe that you love as you are. Long, long ago, long ago. Long,
charm to each word.
Still my heart treasures the praises I heard.
Grand old song, Miss Peggy. And now, here again is Art Gilmore. Come in, Art.
Have you read of hydroponics, the science through which plant life flourishes without soil? Roots are nourished from water laden with growth-promoting elements. Dr. Pepper Company has made a short movie of this scientific phenomena. You may have seen it. It's called No Good Earth. You see, in full color, a luxuriance of growing vegetable life without soil. As the scenes unfold, you hear this narration. Hydroponics is the work for making plant life flourish. As these plants do, note well the cause. On liquid food they nourish. They thrive, producing lavishly of leaf and fruit and flower, surpassing plants less favored, for their liquid food has power. When people droop, they too may find a liquid food for aid. A brief time out, a liquid bite, when pep and spirits fade. Of course, the liquid bite for humans is Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper is not magic. It won't do for you all that hydroponics do for plants. But it is a fine, wholesome, soft drink that will give you a real taste thrill and a definite energy lift. Get the 10, 2, and 4 o'clock Dr. Pepper habit. It definitely does help.
Hear country calling me, not a worry or care. High and free where the world belongs to me. Folks are happy out there. Hill country land I love. Every blossom and vine. Darkness falling, the night is calling me to the shelter of the pine.
That happy highland, that broken skyland, that never silent for me. Live and die, land, I'll say goodbye, land, I'll make it
fine,
land, till eternity.
Oh, hill country, shelter me, neath your ragged old dome. Let me rest where the hills will sing to me, in my tumble-down home.
Boys, saddle up. Time to be a-riding.
Yeah.
Here we go. Seeing you.
Dick Foran appears on the 1024 Ranch through the courtesy of Universal Pictures. The Sons of the Pioneers by arrangement with Republic Studios. Martha Mears is Miss Peggy, and this is Art Gilmore wishing you good luck and good going with Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4.
And remember to buy all you can of Uncle Sam's war bonds and stamps. Bye.